session here. Keegan Bixman on the big catch as he was brought down inside the 15 down to the 14-yard line. So that would be a 15-yard pickup, but it was a illegal procedure against the USA Patriots. That penalty is declined. Roughing the passer against the Lakers is offset, I do believe. And so they will replay the down. Is that the end result there, Dave?
I believe so. I think the two plays cancel each other, and we just do it all over again, pretend it did not happen.
So they set the ball back at the 28-yard line, second down and eight to go. That catch to Keegan Bixman. Don't even think about it. 7:22 remains in regulation.
Yeah, but look for USA to do the same thing. They're going to come back out in the shotgun, two receivers on each side, and they're going to let Connor Gettle make a decision on where to throw the football. It wasn't the prettiest ball we've ever seen, but it was accurate on the money, and Bixman hauled it in the first time, even though it doesn't count. Keep an eye on that connection again. Looks like the receiver he's going to target on this drive.
Connor Gettle gets the snap. Bringing the house for Lakers. He has to throw this one away, and he does in time. Incomplete pass, but no sack on the play is the most important part for the USA Patriots. Third down and eight from the 28.
Wow, he made the right decision there as this pocket breaks down, and he's got two receivers streaking down the sideline on the right side, and he just throws it behind him, short of them, unable to be intercepted, but he's going to get a safe incompletion to keep it at third and eight. It could have easily been third and 14 without question.
Very easily. 7:18, clock stopped. With the incomplete pass, USA with 14, Lakers on top with 28, 7:18 remaining in regulation. Third down coming up for the Patriots at the Laker 28.5-yard line, sending wide. Keegan Bixman and Jeremiah Hahn wide to the right. To the left would be number 18, Chase Payne, as well as Walker Foley. Gettle in the shotgun. Going to be keep it for himself. Goes right up the middle, and he gets absolutely nowhere as Blake Smithers brings him down for a yard loss at the 29-yard line. He put his big paws on him and didn't let him go anywhere.
Absolutely not. Connor Gettle is a big guy, strong, and had no chance. Smithers just eliminates the offensive tackle in front of him and then grabs Connor Gettle, the quarterback, and throws him down with authority and a loss of two, or maybe just one on the play, but that brings up fourth down and long for USA. Almost got to ask your backup quarterback here to make a heroic throw here late in the game, down two scores.
Fourth down and nine from the 29 of Lakers. This drive started at the 31-yard of Lakers, just 2 yards on three plays. Same formation, two wide each way, Connor Gettle in the shotgun working off the right hash, and we have a timeout called by USA. Josh Hahn wants to talk things over with his players. And Lakers sideline and bench fired up with 6:26 left in the fourth quarter. 28-14, Lakers leading USA.
Do you need vehicle repairs? Contact Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They not only do heating, cooling, and air conditioning repair, they offer full-service mechanic work, cars, trucks, semis, RVs, along with all types of agricultural equipment. They have a new state-of-the-art Matco 1234YF unit, so they can fix any air conditioning system in any vehicle.
This is Gary Rauchy. We have the equipment, parts, and expert knowledge to get the job done. So if you're getting a little hot under the collar, contact Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the East End of Bad Axe or call 269-7101. That's 269-7101.
Six minutes, 26 seconds remaining in regulation. Lakers 28, USA 14. The Patriots facing a fourth down and nine from the Laker 29-yard line. Coming out of their second timeout, one remaining for the Patriots. Trips to the left now, one to the right, working off that right half. Connor Gettle in the shotgun, Braylon Ballard to his left. The senior, backup quarterback for the Patriots, gets the snap. Rolling to his left, looking to pass. Has to put fake, throws it downfield. Walker Foley has it at the 5. Touchdown, USA. The USA Patriots convert on a 4th and 9 from the 29. The 29-yard throw from Connor Gettle to Walker Foley is good. incomplete, and the touchdown is complete as well. 28-20, an 8-point ball game.
That's a heck of a throw because he missed Bixman over the middle for the first down, and he knew it. The pocket collapses. He rolls to his left, and he is a right-handed quarterback, so off balance, leaning to his left. He throws an absolute strike at the 5-yard line to Tanner Foley, who was able to go up, get it. He got behind the safety and stumbles and rumbles into the end zone. Easy. Mistake there by Lakers deep safety. You can't let that receiver get behind you. If he makes the catch and gets the first down, oh well, but you can't let him behind you for an easy throw and catch. The throw was the hard part. The catch, Tanner Foley was in great position to make that catch.
Patriots trying to make this a 6-point ball game. 28-20 currently. There's a snap rolling to his right to pass into the end zone. It is caught by Jeremiah Hahn. The 2-point conversion is complete, and we have a 6-point ball game. Lakers 28, USA 22. 6:19 remaining in the fourth quarter right here on the WLNW Sports Network.
Speed, defending, and protecting are important characteristics of a winning football team. At DS Services of Cass City, your source for everything grain storage related, we can help you speed through harvest, defend grain quality, protect your profit, and even add more margin to your bottom line. Whether it's a small grain bin on the farm or a commercial storage facility, minor repairs to complete new grain systems, or the replacement parts you need, we can help. Need a lift? 3 mobile cranes and certified operators can also handle any truss job or lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318.
USA Patriots saying this ball game is not over yet. 6:19 remained in the fourth quarter, and the Patriots tack on their third score. That is the fourth straight drive of the second half that has resulted in a touchdown. 2 for Lakers, 2 for the USA Patriots. Dave Hanson.
That's an impressive drive. The back's against the wall. USA needed to make a play. Connor Gettle does that. Again, he as a quarterback, he missed his first read. Connor Bixman was open for that first down, but he missed him. But Keegan, excuse me, but by the time that comes around, he rotates left, extends the play, which is what good quarterbacks do, and the secondary falls asleep, and Foley finds an opening just short of the goal line, and off balance, he throws a strike into the arms of Foley for a touchdown catch, and that 2-point conversion, all important, is good. And now, with 6 minutes to go, USA brings it back into a one-score game.
Lakers ready for the onside kick, and it comes into the 40-yard line, brought in but with ease by number 23, Zach Kretschmer, at the 39-yard line, so decent field to work with. Left, right across your radio, leading by 6 points, 28-22.
That was a pretty good onside kick. The only difference is that the ball popped up in the air like they wanted, but it carried too far. It drifted all the way past the 40-yard line. They didn't have to go that far. If he angles it a little more to the sideline, gives his team a chance to get in there and cause a little havoc, but instead, 23 of Lakers is able to haul it in, which is Kretschmer. Haul it in, get to the ground quickly, and take control of this football with 6:18 to go. USA, maybe just one timeout left. Going to need to come up with a 3-and-out.
It's another pitch to Ethan Wisner, this time to the right side. Cuts back inside. USA trying to swarm to him, and he's going to be stopped for a 3-yard gain out to the 43-yard line. USA starting to swarm to the ball. Tackling leading by number 75, Dakota Miller, defensive tackle, junior. 2nd down and 7.
Yeah, that was about as close to a Le'Veon Bell run as you're going to see.
Yes.
As he takes the pitch to his right, and just waits. It's about 4 or 5 seconds before he decides what's to do. And USA can't find him. They can't corral him. He's able to cut back to the middle of the field and wander ahead and get 2 or 3 yards when it felt like he was dead in the water. Very patient, waiting for that hole, trusting his offensive line to create something for him. And he's able to just shed that one tackler every single play and turn nothing into a 2, maybe 3-yard gain, which is crucial as the time runs under 5.5 minutes to go in this fourth quarter.
5:22 remain in regulation. Lakers 28, USA 22. Connor McCain under center. Pitch to Ethan Wisner once again for his 15th straight carry. Trying to cut back inside, has positive yards, has the first down, still on his feet, cross midfield, and finally whipped down inside the 40 and forced out at the 38-yard line. By number 75 for USA, Dakota Miller. They're going to say he was tackled inbounds.
They ruled him out of bounds, but I don't think he ever went out of bounds. But What a great run there by Ethan Wisner. As you can see that patience, then the explosiveness to the sideline. Maybe not track star speed, but he has that enough power and momentum where he runs people over, breaks tackles. And if it wasn't for 75, Dakota Miller, USA might be down two scores again.
20-yard run for Ethan Wisner. Now has on the night